Please turn in your Bibles this morning to 1 John.
请我们打开圣经，约翰一书。
Very close to the back of the Bible.
在圣经的快要最后的地方。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
Chapter 18.
第十八节。
Or verse 18. 5:18. We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him.
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪。从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
We know that we are of God, and the world lies in the power of the evil one.
十九节，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
We are of God, and we have this contrast, and yet the world lies in the power of the evil one.
这里有一个对比，我们是属神的，可是全世界都握在那恶者手下。
2 Corinthians 4:4.
哥林多后书四章四节。
Let's start with the third verse.And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
哥林多后书四章三节，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了眼心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
Another example here that there is an opposing force to good, to truth, to God, and that is the God of this world, that small g on God.
在这里我们看见另一个事例，就是世界的神，这个是小写的神，他来反对神，反对真理，反对神要做的工作。
And then the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14:30.
第三十节。
I will not, just, this is Jesus speaking, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me.
约翰福音十四章三十节，以后，这是主说的，我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。
Again, we have this contrast.
再一次的看见我们有一个对，在这里有个对比。
The Lord, the ruler of this world, Satan himself.
这世界的王就是撒旦他自己。
In contrast to Christ, and Jesus says, and the world has nothing in me. I'm not attached to it in any way.
这是跟主相对的，主耶稣说他在我里面毫无所有，他不能够 来碰到我里面任何一件事。
In fact, the world had not even given Jesus a pillow.
是我们知道这个世界甚至没有给我们的主耶稣一个枕头。
He was not in debt to it at all.
所以这个主耶稣他对世界来讲他不欠世界什么。
Let's just look at a couple other scriptures. Acts 1:8.
我们再读几处的圣经，《使徒行传》一章八节。
Those first three passages remind us that there is opposition to our spiritual life.
刚才我们读的三处圣经来提醒我们，对我们这个属灵的生命来说有一个抵挡的力量。
But here, when Jesus was just getting ready to leave this earth, he said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes."
但是当主耶稣快要离开这个地上以前，他就说：“但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。”
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
当圣灵降临在你们身上。
Romans 5:5.
罗马书五章五节。
Beginning with verse 5:3. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And now this verse of hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
罗马书五章三节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
One can think of the prince of this world, the god of this world. Here we have in verse 3 and 4 these words tribulation. One can become discouraged.
我们想到这世界的王，这世界的神，或者是这边讲到的患难，我们也许会丧胆。
And it's possible to even live in that realm of defeat.
但是我们可以可能甚至会经历在活在这样一个被打倒的情形的里面。
But this fifth verse, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
但是感谢主，第五节讲到盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And then Paul goes on toWarn us, as it were, in Ephesians.
保罗接着来有对我们这样的警告的警戒的话，在以弗所书。
Ephesians 4:30.
四章三十节。
We have this Holy Spirit in us, and what does he say? Ephesians 4:30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
我们有圣灵在我们的里面。保罗在这里告诉我们，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:19.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节。
Another warning, we've all been given the Holy Spirit.
这是另外一个警戒的话，我们都有圣灵。
But in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the spirit.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节，这里告诉我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We have a very formidable foe.
我们有一位非常可畏的敌人。
But we have a victorious Christ and have his spirit and his word.
但是我们有得胜的基督，他的灵和他的话。
And therefore we can walk in the Spirit.
这样子我们可以活在圣灵的里面。
We can live victorious life.
我们可以过一个得胜的生活。
Galatians 5:16.
加拉太书五章十六节。
Paul says, "But I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh."
加拉太书五章十六节，保罗说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And then one last scripture in Numbers 14.
最后一处的圣经在民数记十四章。
Many examples of men in the Old Testament that had this pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon their lives.
在旧约里面有许多的例子，看到圣灵降临在他们身上。
And in Numbers 14:24, we have an example of Caleb.
在民数记十四章二十四节，我们这里看见加勒的例子。
But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit or another spirit, and has followed me fully.
这里说，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他有另一个心志，专一跟从我。
It's very encouraging. Again, when we see our foe, which is inside and outside, this God of this world, that it's possible, like Caleb, to please God fully.
我们虽然想到有这么可怕的敌人在我们的外面，在我们的里面，但是在这里我们可以得到另一个心智，另一个灵。
He was able to do that because he had the Spirit of Christ in him and he lived by it.
加勒能这样做，因为他有基督的灵在他里面，他也来顺从这个灵。
Let's just have a further word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, again this morning,What a privilege to be invited to your table.
主，我们感谢你早晨给我们这样的权利来到你桌子面前。
And to be reminded again, there is a man in glory.
让我们再来被提醒，在光明中有一个人。
One man rose above all the foes and enemies of this world.
有一个人高过这地上所有一切的敌人。
Was victorious.
他是得胜的。
Is seated in the heavenlies today.
他今天坐在天上。
Victorious over Satan.
他得胜了的撒旦。
Victorious over the systems of this world's powers.
得胜了这世界上一切的权力。
Victorious over our flesh.
来胜过我们的肉体。
And we can stand here today with clean hands.
我们早晨可以。来在这里有清洁的手
allowing you to change us into your likeness by your spirit and by your word
我们让你借着你的灵借着你的话来改变我们
may we be empty even right now in order for you to fill us with your word and with your spirit
早晨我们愿意倒空我们自己让你的灵和你的话来充满我们
may we give you satisfaction todayIn our worship.
愿我们的敬拜能够讨你的喜悦。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This week I opened the newspaper in the morning and did a little exercise.
这个礼拜我早晨把报纸打开来，我做了一个作业。
I began to read on the front page.Everything that depicted the failure of man.
我就在读这个报纸的第一页头版，来看看这个人的失败。
I took a red felt pen and marked a big F on every article that demonstrated man's failure.
我就拿一支红笔，把这个所有人的失败圈起来，然后写一个很大的一个 F。就是失败。
I went through page after page, the business page, the sports page, not reading the paper, just reading the headlines.
我就这样翻整个的报纸，包括商业栏或者是体育栏，我没有读仔细的里面的内容，我只是读那个标题。
And every page had these big Fs marked in red.
每一页我都可以找到这个失败，所以我就把它圈起来用红笔。
When my wife walked in and looked at the paper, she thought it had been used by a butcher.
那个我的姊妹来看到这个报纸，她就觉得说这报纸是不是被屠夫所使用过
？It was marked up with so much red ink.
因为整个报纸都是红的。
And it was such a lesson to me as to the scriptures that we just read about who rules this world.
对我来讲是一个很大的功课，让我被提醒来看谁在这世界掌权。
Since the fall of man, this world has been in the hand of the evil one.
从人失败以后，这个世界就握在恶者的手中。
Now the Lord could have easily, God could have removed the enemy even at the time of the Garden of Eden.
神很容易的就可以把仇敌来挪去，甚至在伊甸园的时候他就可以这样做。
But he chose not to do that.
可是神他选择不这样做。
He left that opposition here to press us into himself.
他把这个抵挡的势力放在这里来逼我们到他的面前。
Many Bible students feel that the Satan would love to control his systems a lot better than he does.
许多读圣经 的人来知道说，这个仇敌他希望能够更多的来控制这个世界。
He would really love man to live in harmony with one another.
他愿意人彼此的和谐的生活在一起。
He would like us all to be good citizens, totally dependent on ourselves and able to get along with one another.
这仇敌他愿意我们好像都成为好的公民，靠着自己的能力可以彼此和睦相处。
Because as most of you can testify of your own testimony, we get ourselves into so deep a pressure, we start looking for a deliverer.
但是我们都可以做见证，我们有时候在这样极大的压力当中，我们在寻求一个拯救者。
And the God of this world, Satan knows that.
那仇敌就是这个世界的王撒旦知道这件事。
And so it's his desire that we wouldn't fall so deep that we look to Christ, we look to someone else.
所以从一个角度来看，仇敌也不愿意我们啊失败的这样惨，所以我们要来寻求一个拯救者耶稣。
And so the Lord has sovereignly left opposition here in this earth, on this earth for purpose.
所以在神的主权的里面，他就把这个抵挡的势力留在这个地上。
To bring us each day to a place where we need another spirit.
所以把我们带到一个地步，我们需要另外一个灵，另外一个心智。
Caleb learned this at a very young age.
加勒在他年轻的时候，他就来学习这个功课。
And this is such a good lesson for the young people that are with us this morning.
这个是对着在座的年轻人一个非常好的一个功课。
It's so easy to think that religion is something for adults.
很容易的，我们就会想到说，宗教这些信仰是大人的事。
I should clarify, religion isn't for adults, and it's not for young people.
我必须要澄清一下，宗教不是给年轻人的，也不是给成年人的。
Religion isn't for children.
宗教是给孩子们，也不是给孩子们的。
Religion is part of the systems of this world that are Satan's.
宗教是属于这世界上的王的一个系统的一部分。
But Caleb had the spirit of Christ, which is a lot different than a religion.
但是加勒却有基督的灵，是与宗教是非常非常不同的。
Joseph had this spirit at a very young age.
约瑟在他年轻的时候也有这样一个灵。
And at the age of 17,He made some tremendous decisions already.
在17岁的时候，他就做一个很大的决定。
It was because even at a younger age, in his earlier teens, he had already made great decisions.
因为在这之前，在他十几岁的时候，他就做了很多的好的决定。
And those decisions were quite simple. Namely, he did not have within him the ability to satisfy God.
因为他认识在他里面，他没有一个力量能够来满足神。
And there was the need for another spirit.
所以就有这样的需要，需要另外一个灵。
We sang at the Lord's table this morning about a man in glory.
早晨我们在主的桌子面前唱到，在荣耀中有一人。
And this man in glory is none other than Jesus.
主，这个人不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣。
And Jesus has given us His Spirit.
主耶稣把他的灵赐给我们。
And we can live by that Spirit.
我们可以靠着这个灵来活。
We're told that we're to walk by the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们要靠着圣灵来行事。
It is the only way in which we're going to survive tomorrow.
我们只有靠着圣灵来行，我们才能够来在明天存活。
Survive in the way that the Lord wants us to survive.
靠着主，照着主的心意来存活。
We have been talking or reading earlier this hour about the foe that is within us and without.
在我们先前读的圣经里面，我们看到在我们里面和在我们外面有一位敌人。
We have all experienced this nature that is rebellious.
我们都经历我们这样背叛的一个本性。
And we know that it doesn't take much for any and all of us to find that in us there is no good thing. Romans 7:14.
罗马书七章十四节告诉我们，在我们的里面没有良善。我们不需要花很长的时间，我们就可以发现这件事。
We've been given another spirit.
感谢主，我们却主给我们另外一个灵。
The Lord has not only given us another spirit, He's given us His Word.
神也不仅给我们另外一个灵，他也把他的话赐给我们。
And 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us the importance of the Word.
提摩太后书三章十六节告诉我们主的话的重要。
All Scripture is inspired by God.And is profitable for teaching, for proof, for reproof, correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
提摩太后书三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Thy word have we hidden our hearts that we might not sin against Thee.
我们把神的话藏在我们心里，我们就不会来得罪神。
Hebrews 4:12.
希伯来书四章十二节。
For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, both joints, marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and in the intentions of our heart.
神的话，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Also in 2 Timothy it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
那提摩太后书也要叫我们要来学习主的话，要按着正义来分解真道。
I gave you kind of a little different version there. Let me read it correctly. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth.
在这里
Second Timothy 2:15.
二章十五节里面就讲到说，你当提摩太后书二章十五节，他说你当竭力在神的面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
The word of God is one of the tools, one of the ways in which we overcome the world and our flesh.
神的话就是让我们能够在世上能够胜过我们自己的肉体的一个道路。
But it's not the only thing.
但是不只是这样。
We also have this wonderful word called fellowship.
我们还有一个很好的字，就是我们的交通。
And in 1 John 1:3, it says, "What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ."
在约翰一书一章三节这里。约翰就说，我们将所看见所听见的传与你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And in similar in 1 Corinthians 1:9,
相同的在哥林多前书一章九节，
God is faithful, whom you were called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
在这里讲到神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
True fellowship is triune, us, others, and God.
真实的交通是有三方面的，就是我们，还有别人，还有神。
It's the body in and of the Lord Jesus.
这是在主耶稣基督里面的一个身体。
This is why when we come together we pray and we say, Lord, be Lord of this hour.
这就是为什么我们来到主的面前祷告说，主你在这个
In fellowship we are corrected.
在这个小时当中，你做主，在交通的里面我们被矫正。
Something we often don't like.
常常我们不希望被矫正。
We're exposed.
因为我们被暴露。
It's the first thing that happens in a marriage. We're doing fine. We're living to ourselves. And then the Lord brings someone else into our life. And we begin to see how selfish we are.
这就是婚姻让我们第一件认识的事。我们结婚以前觉得自己不错，但是结婚以后发现我们还要跟另外一个人相处，就发现我们是很自私的。
Fellowship is our covering.
交通也是我们的遮盖。
Fellowship is our security and our protection.
交通是我们的保护。
Fellowship is teaching, as we are experiencing right now.
交通也有教导，就像我们现在，我们可以被教导。
If we will get past our flesh, which we all have, then we can enter into a realm of fellowship that God intended.
我们如果能够超过我们的肉体，超越这个，我们就可以进到神要我们的交通里。
We can benefit from the body.
我们可以借着身体来帮助我们。
Everyone in here who is a believer this morning has a gift.
在座每一位信主的，我们都有恩赐。
Has a contribution to the body.
我们都可以把我们这一份来带进来。
Something to give.
我们可以来带给这个身体。
And when we concentrate on giving, we will also receive.
当我们做一个给的人，我们也神也会给我们。
The tendency is to, because of our selfish spirit, is to go with an attitude, "What am I going to get?"
因为我们是自私的人，我们很自然的我们会想到说，我要得什么。
As I look at the young adults this morning, I'm just reminded of when I was your age.
当我看见早晨看见年轻人的时候，我就想到当我是你的年纪的时候。
My mother could spend 2 hours.Preparing a meal.
我的母亲可以花两个钟头来准备用餐的。
And then, at the end of the meal, she might say, "Dale, would you please clear the table?"
那吃完饭以后，那她就会跟我讲说 ，Dale， 你可不可以把这桌子收拾一下
？One little thing, just one little thing I was asked to do.
那这是一个很小的一个要求。
And it was like the worst command I could ever receive.
但是这对我来说，却好像说是最难的一个诫命要我遵守的。
Clear the table. I did, of course, in our home, I did not dare even look cross-eyed.
当然，在我们家，我们是很严格的被教导，所以我表面上我甚至不敢有一点点的这种反抗。
But I had important things to do.
但我心里面想说，我还有更重要的事情要做。
I had to get out and shoot basketball.
我需要出去来打篮球。
And so in my heart was, oh, begrudgingly, clear the table.
但是在我的里面是很不甘愿，所以就心不甘情不愿的来收拾。
Trying to make my mother feel miserable.
那这样做的时候，我会让我的母亲让她的觉得很里
面很不高兴。You notice again, I say my mother. If my dad was in the room.I would not look miserable.
我知道我是讲我的母亲，因为如果我的父亲在这个房间的话，我就不敢脸面有什么不好的脸色。
Filled with self-interest, I had a goal: was to play basketball.
我里面充满都是想到我自己，只是想到篮球。
Everything from the seventh grade to college was basketball.
从七年级一直到上大学，里面只有一件事情就是打球。
Oh, to go to state tournament and play basketball.
我到这个州的一个篮球的决赛的里面。
The Lord granted my dream.
神也听了我的一个愿望。
I played basketball my junior year, senior year, every game, four games each year at state tournament.
从第三年级跟到四年级高中的时候，我打每一场球，而且最后都打到州的决赛里。
That's a total of eight games.
这是有八场球。
There's four quarters in a game.
在这个八场的球里面，每一个都有
eight minutes and a quarter.
有四节，每一节里面有八分钟。
32 minutes in a game.
所以每一场球赛是32分钟。
4 hours of basketball at state tournament, I paid.
在州的决赛里面，我打了四个钟头的在这决赛的时间。
In a whole lifetime, I paid 4 hours.
在整个我的人生里面，我就打这四个钟头。
I can hardly remember those days.
然后几乎都想不起来那个时候的事。
It was nothing.
但是因为这算不了什么。
I thought it was everything.
但在那个时候，我觉得这就是一切。
And anyone that suggested that I do anything but play basketball, it was a disappointment to me.
在那个时候，如果有人建议我要做其他的事情，对我来讲，我都是非常失望，我没有办法接受。
I had a basketball spirit, but I had no spirit of just even serving my mother.
我有打篮球的灵，但是我甚至连来服侍我母亲的灵都没有。
Selfish, self-absorbed, attempting to fulfill my idea of life.
我充满的是自私的想法，要把在我这人生的里面要来完成我自己的目的。
How many seniors do we have here this morning? Raise your hand.
在这里有多少是高中四年级的？
I don't have to tell you, but in 4 months your life is going to change.
我不需要告诉你，在四个月以后你们的生命会改变。
And your life could very easily be like the typical freshman.
你的生活可以很像这个一般的大学生的新鲜人。
Up and down like a yo-yo.
好像悠悠一样，生活生命里面是有高有低。
Elated one day and depressed the next.
有一天非常非常高兴，另外一天就非常非常的忧愁。
Full of health one day and the next day in the infirmary.
刚有一天是充满着健康，另外一天好像就都没有办法来生活活下去了。
Young adults, it does not have to be that way.
年轻人，你的生命不需要像这样。
It was not that way for David. It was not that way for Timothy. It was not that way for Joseph and Caleb.
对大卫对提摩太对加勒他们的生活却不是这样
At a young age they tapped into a spirit that was different than the spirit of this world
在他们年轻的时候他们就来与这个另外一个灵来相连是跟这世界的灵是不同的
Many of you young people and I think most of you who are going on to college have already been baptized
在座的许多的年轻人要去上大学很多人都已经受浸了
If we just had even the basic understanding and experience of our baptism it'll release the spirit in us
如果我们对这受浸有一点点的认识我们这个神的灵就会来释放在我们的里面
A few weeks ago a young man came up to me and said I want to be baptized
几个礼拜以前有一位年轻人来找我说我要受浸
I had one question
我有一个问题
Do you know the difference between Savior and Lord?
你知不知道救主跟主的差别
So I had this young person just meditate on that for a minute and begin to think about it and then explain what is Savior, what is Lord?
我就问这个年轻人这个问题然后让他有几分钟的时间来思想这个救主和主的差别
That is what baptism is all about.
这就是受浸的为的目的。
If you know the Lord Jesus this morning, you are forgiven.
如果早晨你认识我们的主耶稣基督，你已经被赦免。
You sit here this morning. You sit here this morning with no guilt.
你可以坐在这里，没有一点的罪恶感。
No condemnation.
没有被定罪。
My sins are as far as the east is from the west.
我的罪就像东离西有多远。
My conscience is clean.
我的良知的里面，我良心的里面是清洁的。
I'm even going to heaven.
我还要到天上。
Jesus is Savior.
因为主耶稣是我的救主。
But oh, brothers and sisters, it's another story when it comes to, is He Lord?
但是讲到说他是不是主？却是另外一件事。
This is the biggest crisis that takes place in our Christian walk.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，最大的危机就在这里。
It's the day that we say, "I am no Lord, no longer Lord." It's not basketball.
那就是有一天我说我不是我的主。
With me, it's no longer my wife and my family.
篮球我的妻子我的家庭都不再是我的主
with me for 25 years it's no longer business
那我25年的生意这个也不是我的主
it's not even church life body life
甚至也不是教会里面的活动
it's not the church is Lord
并不是这个教会是主
but Christ is Lord
而是主耶稣基督是主
all self-interest have been laid at the foot of the cross.
我对所有自己的兴趣，我都在十字架的下面要放下。
And they remain there.
也就把它放在那里。
Every day.
每一天都把它放在。
When you get up in the morning, you set that self-interest down.
每天早晨你起来的时候，你就把你自己的考量、自己的想法放下。
And my mom and dad say, "Will you take out the garbage?"
当父母对你说你把这个垃圾拿出去的时候
And that spirit begins to well up in you of He is Lord Yes, I'll do it
那从主来的灵就在里面说是的
Another spirit
这是另一个心智
And it begins to enter our life when He is Lord
这样子他就在生活的里面进到我们的里面
Entering into the waters of baptism doesn't change anything.
如果只是我们外面进到这个受浸池的里面，不能改变什么。
This wasn't just a ceremony last week that we just do.
在上个礼拜的受浸，并不只是外面的仪式而已。
Those of us who have been baptized have gone into that water declaring, I'm done with my life.
这些我们受浸归入主的我们来宣告说我自己已经死了
I'm no longer going to be a slave to this world
我不成为这世界的奴隶
those seniors who are going to be going into the university this fall are going to go into one of Satan's systems.
要去大学的这些孩子们要进到这世界上仇敌的一个系统里。
It's one of his great prizes, education.
这就是仇敌给我们一个很大好很大的一个礼物，就是教育。
During World War I, not too much thought about education.
在第一次世界大战的时候，没有很多人想到教育的事。
In the 1920s, it was a prosperous time, business, not too much thought about education, especially among the masses.
1920年的时候是一个很兴盛的时候，很繁荣的时候，但是多数的人也没有想到教育。
1929, the depression hit in the United States and education became the last thing on the list.
1929年有经济大萧条的时候，临到了美国，教育就变成最不重要的事。
World War II came and every 18-year-old boy that could carry a gun was off to the front.
二次大战来到，所有年轻人能够拿起枪的人都被叫到前线去。
But then something began to happen.
然后另外就开始有事情就发生
了。 Started in the early 50s.
从1950年的初期。
We've gone through a huge depression. We've gone through two world wars. We need an education.
那大家就想到我们有经过经济的大萧条，有两次的世界大战，我们现在需要教育。
We got to educate people that war and depression is not fun.
我要来教育这些所有的人，就是这个大世界大战跟经济的萧条是不好玩的。
When I was young at that time, there were not any junior colleges.
当我年轻的时候，在那个时候，那时候没有这些初级的一些学院。
So junior colleges sprung up all over.
从那时候开始，就是这些两年制的学院就到处的开始。
And by the end of the 50s, if you didn't go to college, it was an exception.
到1950年的后期，如果你没有去上这些大学的话，那是少数的人。
Whether you were college material, whether you had any reason, he just entered in, started taking English and Psychology 101.
不管你是不是可以读大学，反正你就去了，然后就开始来学英文，学心理学。
Education is the system of man. It's centered in man.
教育是人的系统，是以人为中心的。
It's centered on the fact, the thesis, how corrupted that thesis might be, that there's something good in man and just needs to be reformed. It needs to be improved.
这个中心就是说，人里面是不错的，但是需要被改变，需要把它能够弄得更好一点。
And you young people will hear it in every course, even the sciences, especially the humanities.
不管是人伦的学或者是科学，你都会听到这些事。
Man this, man that, everything is man.
人做这个，人做那个，每一件事情都是讲到人。
But the Bible says there is nothing good in man, that is his flesh.
但是圣经告诉我们，在我们人的里面没有良善。
God knows that, and God has made provision.
神知道，神也有预备。
And when Jesus got ready to go, leave this earth, he gave us his spirit.
当主耶稣要离开这世界以前，他要把灵赐给我们。
And when you and I accept Christ, we receive his spirit.
你和我接受基督的，我们也接受他的灵。
We are given a power to live in joy.
我们被赐给这个能力，让我们可以喜乐的活。
There are so many examples just of that in John 14, for example.
圣经有很多这样的记载，在约翰福音第十四章。
John 15:11. Jesus says, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full."
约翰福音十五章十一节，主耶稣说：“这些事我已经对你们说了， 是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并要叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
You and I have been given a power, and this power includes joy.
你和我，神都给我们一个能力，这个能力也包含着喜乐。
We have been deceived by the world, and the university teaches this, is to change the environment. Let's get the work environment perfect.
我们常常受这样的欺骗，大学也这样教导我们说，我们要把改变环境，让环境变得更好。
It'll never be perfect.
啊，不会变，这个环境不会完全的。
God never even intended it to be perfect.
神的意思不是要我们这个世界变得完全。
He allowed these pressures, these adversary in this world in order that we might look to His Spirit.
神允许有这些苦难，有这些压力在我们身上，所以我们可以来寻求神，来得到这另一个灵。
His Son was filled with joy.
神的儿子是充满着喜乐的。
He wants us to be filled with joy.
神也愿意我们来充满着喜乐。
We get an A, we get a D, we have joy.
不管我们功课拿到 很好的成绩或很不好的成绩，我们都有喜乐。
It's unimaginable.
这是没有办法想象的。
We get promoted, we get a pink slip, we have joy.
不管我们升迁或者是我们被裁员，我们都有喜乐。
We go to the fellowship, someone doesn't speak to us, we have joy.
我们来聚会的当中，有人没有对我们说话，我们仍有喜乐。
A life that is level, a life that is smooth, filled with the spirit of joy.
生活是很平顺的，我们里面有喜乐。
I like to think of this word power when we think of this word joy.
我就想到我们想到这个能力的时候，我们也想到这个喜乐。
John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. This is peace in an unpeaceful world. This is a different power.
这个是不同的能力。
This is a power that every believer has in them.
这是每一位信主的人里面都有的能力。
If we will allow it to be unleashed, if we will allow it to flow.
我们若让这个能力从我们的里面被释放出来。
We are so filled often, brothers and sisters, with ourselves that the Spirit cannot move.
我们常常被自己充满，所以神的灵就没有办法在我们里面来运行。
We're held in bondage.
我们就被活在一个捆绑的里面。
We walk by sight. We see someone and it conjures up an aggravation, a jealousy.
因为我们就被捆绑，我们看见有些人我们里面有嫉妒。
Oh, for the power of joy and peace.
但是感谢主，他给我们的是有平安，有喜乐的灵。
It's been given to us.
这是神已经赐给我们。
But the Bible says, grieve not the Spirit.
但是圣经说，不要叫圣灵担忧。
When that urge of jealousy enters our heart, say no, I am crucified.
当里面我们有嫉妒的灵在我们的里面，我们就说不。我已经与主同钉十字架。
When we're on the workplace and we start to get a little nervous or worried or sweaty under the arms or a little stomach agitation, Lord, I am crucified.
当我们在工作的时候，也许我们很紧张，但是我们可以跟主讲说，主，我已经与你钉十字架。
I was baptized by your spirit.
我是借着你的灵已经受浸了。
Release that spirit in me.
愿你来释放你的灵在我里面。
Allow me to start passing these tests.
来帮助我能够来通过这些考试。
That you might be glorified.
所以你可以得到荣耀。
And the Lord would be able to say, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased."
所以神就可以对我们说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is what He could say about His Son.
这因为神对他的儿子就是这样说。
The reason the Spirit flowed so freely through the Lord Jesus as that He had no agenda.
圣灵可以这样自由在主耶稣身上运行，因为主耶稣没有自己的一个计划。
He came to do His Father's will.
所以说来到地上为要遵行父神的旨意
totally empty of any thought for himself
他没有一个意念是为着自己的
I just want to do what the Father wants
我只要来遵行我父的旨意
all of us have authority young people you have parents and teachers and coaches
我们每一个人都有我们的上面的权柄那年轻人有父母有老师有教练
we have bosses, co-workers different ones that we submit to
我们成年人有我们的老板有我们的同事我们要顺服的
every once in a while or I shouldn't say every once in a while practically every day something comes from the authority above us that aggravates us that irritates us
每一天可能都有这些我们上面的权柄要我们做的事情让我们里面很不高兴
as we lay that down the Spirit is able to fill us
但我们把这些放下神的灵就可以来充满我们
we accept that unfair role that unfair treatment
我们来接受这个不公平的对待
and it releases the Spirit
那这样神的灵就可以来被释放
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
靠主得的喜乐是我的力量。
The spirit of joy.
这是一个喜乐的灵。
Not only can we grieve the spirit, we can actually quench the spirit.
不止我们可以叫圣灵担忧，我们甚至可以消灭圣灵的感动。
When you quench a fire, we think of it going out.
当我们把火熄灭的时候那就火就不在那里
It's like pouring water on it
好像就是在火上我们来倒水
The spirit in us is like fire
圣灵在我们里面像火一样
Isaiah 4:4 calls it a spirit of burning
那以赛亚书四章四节就是一个
焚
烧的灵
Very positive It burns up the dross to begin with
然后烧掉我们里面的悲情下品
It burns all of that which is of I and me and myself
他把一切所有属于我的都把它烧尽
All of my self-effort All of my self-interest All of my self-gratification
我自我的努力自我的利益自我自己 的成就
Until there is just the Lord
都烧尽了只有主
I am a bond slave
我是一个奴仆
Not quenching the spirit Not grieving the spirit
我们不要消灭圣灵的感动我们不要让圣灵担忧
but allowing that spirit to flow out like rivers of living water
但是我们要让这个灵神的灵像一个活水的江河在我们里面涌流
this is the Lord's will for each of our lives
这是神在我们每个人身上的旨意
you do not have to be a theologian to figure this out or to come into it
你不需要成为神学家来明白这些或进入这件事
It's a daily decision
这是我们每天的决定
When he is Lord his spirit is released
当主是主的时候他的灵就被释放
We have not the Bible says because we ask not speaking of the spirit
讲到圣灵圣经告诉我们说你们得不着是因为你们不求
We don't ask because we like to wallow around in our own miserable spirit
我们不求是因为我们想要靠着我们自己的灵啊，在这地上来奔走
The spirit that we talked about last month in Mark 7 that speaks of defilement
那上个月我们交通的在马可福音第七章讲到这个污秽 的灵
This debased spirit
是一个悲情下品的灵
This defiant lawless spirit
这是一个被玷污一个卑下的灵
Oh As I think of you young people going to school, my prayer is that even today, you would say, I want you to be Lord.
我想到这些年轻人要去上大学的，我就想到说，你们就在今天有这样的祷告说，主，我愿意你成为我的主。
Do not allow the spirit of education, this world, to suck you in to a life that hinders your health.
不要让这世界的灵这个教育把你吸进去来影响到你里面属灵 的健康
If you are not getting your 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night something's wrong
你每一天如果没有睡6个小时就什么就一定是不对的
God never meant it that way.
神他并没有意思要你成为这样。
When my daughter was in high school, we had fellowship every night for 2 hours.
当我的女儿她在高中的时候，每个晚上我们有交通有两个钟头。
To some of you, that might seem a little much.
对，有些人在我们当中，每天要有两个钟头的聚会。
It was a period of time where we would meet from 7:30 to 9:30, just around the word.
这好像太多了。每天晚上从七点半到九点半，我们要来读主的话。
And as you seniors know, this can be a little tough when it comes to studies.
这些高中四年级的学生知道这要读书来说来，这是很难的。
And one particular night, our daughter had a chemistry test and a calculus test.
有一天晚上，第二天呢，她要有化学的考试和微积分的考试。
And she said, I don't know if I'll be able to fellowship tonight.
那她就说，我不知道我今天晚上是不是能够来参加聚会。
And I said, there are 24 hours in a day. We're only going to have 2 of these hours we're going to give to the Lord.
我就对我的女儿讲说，我们一天有24个小时，我只是把两个钟头来给。
And I remember how the Lord provided the next day. I think one of the tests was even canceled.
我就想到说，主怎样来保守这件事情，因为有一个考试就被取消了。
The point is, as we seek first the kingdom, that allows His Spirit to come in.
我要交通的就是，当我们先求神的国，让他的灵来临到我们。
Being filled with God's Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, is as simple as breathing.
让神的灵来充满，让基督充满我们，就像呼吸这样简单。
Jesus, when he left, he says, "I'm going to," or I should say, John was the one that quoted, "that there is we have this anointing."
那主耶稣要离开这世界上的时候，约翰就这样说。
All of us have this anointing.
我们也有这样子的一个恩膏。
This inward spirit and also this anointing for service.
这是我们内住的灵有这样的恩膏。
Anointing for praying and worship.
来膏我们可以来祷告，可以来敬拜。
And what is this anointing?
这个神的恩膏是什么呢？
Jesus is called Christ, the Anointed One.
主耶稣就是这位，这个救基督是受膏的基督。
He is the Anointed One.
主耶稣是受膏的那一位。
It is He that is poured out upon us, His very Spirit.
主耶稣他把他自己的灵来浇灌在我们里面。
The very furnace, the very fire that powered the Lord Jesus' loving, caring heart is ours.
那位充满在主耶稣心里面这样爱和焚烧的灵，今天也充满在我们里面。
It has been poured out on us.
神已经把这个灵倾倒在我们身上。
We can live in it.
我们可以活在这个里面。
We don't have to live slave to this world.
我们不需要活在这世界上做世界的奴隶。
We can be in the university and take all of those humanity courses.
我们可以进大学修这些人文学。
Filled with the Spirit.
但是我们里面却被神的灵来充满。
Peace in our heart, joy.
在里面有喜乐，有平安。
Pass those humanity tests and then forget most of the material.
来通过这些考试，然后你可以忘掉所学的这些。
Don't forget the things that you're supposed to remember, though.
但是你要记得你所应该要记得的。
God has commanded us to walk in the Spirit.
神来吩咐我们要靠着圣灵而行。
To the youngest one here, to the oldest one, it's a command.
对我们年轻的或年长的，这是神的一个对我们的一个命令。
God has made it possible to obey that command.
神也让我们能够来遵行他的命令。
Not by anything we can do.
不是靠着我们能做什么。
We can't be good and the Spirit is going to fill us.
我们不能做任何的好好的事，但是神的圣灵却可以充满我们。
As we moment by moment empty ourselves, He is able to fill.
时时刻刻，当我们把自己倒空，神的灵就可以充满我们。
And when we have that balance, the Word, fellowship, and His Spirit, we will walk in the Spirit.
当我们有这样的一个平衡，神的话，然后有交通，还有神的灵。
Not to be museum pieces, spiritual museum pieces here on this earth.
在这地上，我们并不是要成为一个好像博物馆里面一个属灵的一个物件。
But to be hidden for His glory.
而是被藏在神的荣耀里。
To give pleasure to God.
让神的心得着满足。
The cross isn't just for us; it's for us, so we can reciprocate and come back to Him with an empty self.
十字架不只是来为着我们的需要，也因为这样，我们可以倒空自己，我们可以让神来充满我们。
Let's pray.
请我们有点祷告。
Lord, we're thankful you did not leave us as orphans.
我们感谢你，你没有留下我们成为孤儿。
But the very life of God is in us.
但是神的生命就充满在我们里面。
And that life is initiated and sustained and maintained by the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵，你就把这个生命来放在我们里面，也能够维持在我们的里面。
And we don't have to be a slave to our flesh and to our selfishness.
我们不需要成为肉体和自私的奴隶。
But we can rise up above.This world, rise up against the, above the powers of this world in you.
但是在你的里面，我们可以来超越这个世界上的权力，这世界上的王。
Thank you for providing everything that we need.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们所需的一切。
Save us from trying to do this on our own strength.
来拯救我们，让我们不是靠着自己的努力。
May we be men and women of faith.
愿我们是成为有信心的人
standing strong in the spirit
我们刚强地站在圣灵的里面
like Caleb who had another spirit
像加勒一样他有另外一个心智
we pray in Jesus name
我们这样祷告靠主耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen